Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger.
And my name is Bebop Wanatron.
Hi, hi. Hello, my name is Griffin.
That's right. We have all three on-air personalities on mic today for a very special episode of Griffin's Character Club. We flipped it this week, and we'll do our regular episode on Friday, so all three of us are here, and I couldn't be more excited to have the whole team together.
I agree, Jonathan, and I couldn't be happier to have all three of us here working on the show together at the same time, too. Although, I'm surprised that you're here.
Me? Why are you surprised that I'm here? I'm literally here every episode.
Yeah, but didn't you know that your wife is upstairs baking cookies right now?
What? I'll see you guys later.
I can't believe he fell for that, Griffin.
I know.
Okay, now that it's just you and me, should we get started on Character Club?
Sure.
Could you tell people what it's about?
It's about where, like, people have...
Actually, Bebop, I just got back from the kitchen, and it turns out Maria is not baking cookies. She's actually making a life-size statue of you!
What? I don't know whether to love it or eat it. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, sorry about that, Griff. Now, why don't you tell us about Character Club?
It's about, like, how, like, people send in...
Hey, Jonathan. I know you said she was making a life-size statue of me, but it turns out this is bad news for me, but it's actually good news for you. The statue is made of chocolate chip cookies.
What? I don't know whether to love it or eat it. I'll see you guys later.
Look at him go, Griffin. Okay, now, I had an idea. Why don't you tell us about Character Club?
Maybe the last time. It's about, like, people sending in answers from...
Hey, Bebop. I have really bad news for me, but amazing news for you. The chocolate chip cookies that she's making the statue out of are actually made of cardboard.
What?
Yep.
That's impossible.
No, it's true. Go take a look.
I think you're trying to fool me.
No. I promise. This is real.
How could you even make chocolate chip cookies out of cardboard? The chips wouldn't even melt into the paper.
Oh, did I not say that part? The chips are made out of the tips of crayons.
What? I don't believe you, but that sounds so delicious that your wife is a genius. Okay, I have to go eat that. Bye.
Okay, locking that door. Now, Griffin, where were we?
You were asking me to tell everybody about Character Club?
Still?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, for the final time, no more interruptions. The door is locked. Please tell everybody about Character Club.
It's like where people send in characters they want to bring back or characters they want to add.
And when they send in characters, what do they send in?
They send in, like, drawings, photos, descriptions, Lego figures.
Okay, all right. Well, that's great. So, who is up first?
Felix from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada.
That's right. Our friend Felix, who's 6 and a half, from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. Now, he sent in a bunch of stuff. He made a whole bunch of Lego designs for us, which are really, really cool. So he made the Marlow 280 control room. He made the Marlow 280 bedroom of an astronaut, a compartment maybe, as we say. He made the dragon ship. He made a pod, an explorer pod. And he made two characters out of Legos. The first one, you know what the first one's name is?
Hashtag.
That's right. It's Hashtag. And he describes her as one of the ones who would help with making new robots. So she's one of the robot engineers.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Hashtag, that's a great name. I'm hashtag excited about that one. And the next one, do you know what the next character's name is?
Griffin Steve.
That's right. Griffin Steve. It's like you, Griffin, and Steve from Minecraft combined, right?
Yeah.
All right. So he describes Griffin Steve as somebody on the ship who tells everybody what to do, and he's one of the most important people on the ship, even more important than Hashtag. So maybe he is sort of like Captain Caspian's right-hand man or something like that.
Or like first mate.
First mate. Perfect. Exactly. Very cool. And thank you so much to Felix for making all those awesome Lego characters. And if you want to see pictures of the drawings that people made of their characters, of the Lego creations, you can go to fincaspian.com/character club, all one word, fincaspian.com/character club. The link will be in the show notes as well. We put up a little photo gallery of all the art related to today's episode. And as you send in more Character Club ideas with art, we'll put those in the gallery. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Next up is Luella, who is 5, from Vista, California. Luella says she was stoked to hear about Character Club, and she worked on a drawing and character idea for several days. All right, so here is her idea. She is a girl on the Marlow named Sophie. She's about 8 years old, so she's about to get her robot, and her robot programmed itself with its own book that it chose from the library. The robot sometimes goes to the bookcases in the library and just stares at all the books and takes pictures of each story. Sophie likes mermaids, so the robot is programmed to choose mermaid books. That's awesome.
Yep.
I don't know. Do you know any good mermaid books, Griff?
Not really.
I don't know any good mermaid books either. Luella, if you know some good mermaid books, or if anybody else listening has a good book with a mermaid or a merman, could be a merman.
Yeah.
Send them in. I'd be curious. I think mermaids are pretty awesome. And it says that Sophie likes to explore the Marlow. So it seems like Sophie maybe is in the next, maybe she's in Explorer Troop 302. She's about to start her adventures. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much to Luella. All right. Up next, we have our good friend Amelia. Amelia Shriver. She had her question answered last week, I believe, by Bebop. And she just got straight to the point with this character. This character's name is Richard the Cyborg Corgi. You know what a corgi is? Corgis are little dogs, shaggy dogs. So a shaggy cyborg. How about that?
Yeah.
And I like that his name is Richard. So thank you so much, Amelia, for that idea. Up next is
Colin Trend.
That's right. Our pal Colin Trend. And he sent in a
space alien kitten.
That's right. A space alien kitten. He pointed out that there have been space bunnies and robot dogs, but no alien kittens.
True.
So we have a space alien kitten and a cyborg corgi. The cyborg corgi is probably going to chase around the alien kitten a bunch, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We also have a really awesome suggestion from our good friend up in Wisconsin, Chloe, a.k.a. Clobot. She wrote an email and it said, "Jonathan, I know this is early, but I have a character I've been thinking about for a while. It's Charge-a-bot. It's a partner for Voltronics. It can fix stuff, and its special ability is being a portable charger. It attacks by zapping its enemies with its pincers, and also its lightning bolts give off light in the walk and cling forms. I would love it if my handy little robot appeared in the show. He only has one problem. He can't get around fast with those tiny legs, and he has no boosters, so that's what the cling form is for. So apparently the robot clings to other robots. What do you think about Charge-a-Bot? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Here's a picture of it.
So it's like a robot tick?
Yeah, sort of like a robot tick. It's like a robot bug, but it helps robots.
Yeah, not like ticks.
Yeah, right, not like ticks. I really recommend that everybody go to fincastmedia.com/character club to see the space alien kitten, to see Sophie, to see all of Felix's Lego characters, to see Clobot's drawing, and we have another drawing from our friend Mateo. He created a monster called a Nazgul.
Ooh. Nazgul.
Cool.
It is really cool. Kind of like a dinosaur dragon looking thing. I should say that I think that if I remember right, Nazguls, that's what the Dark Riders are called in the Lord of the Rings trilogies. But Nazgul can be anything. And this is Mateo's Nazgul. And I think this thing is even scarier looking than the Dark Riders in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
What do they look like in the trilogy?
They're kind of these like dark hooded figures that ride horses. And they chase after Frodo when they can sense when he has the ring on. Make no mistake about it, they are also scary. But I think if I had to face down some guy in a hood or some giant dragon dino thing, I'd take the hood any day of the week.
I would too.
And of course, Mateo's picture is up on Character Club as well. Last but not least, this is a big one. Our pal Lila, who's 9 from Berkeley, California, she created this whole kind of villain universe for us called
The Black Hole.
That's right, The Black Hole 2067. I'm going to read a little bit of what she wrote. She wrote, "Away somewhere in a secluded part of the galaxy, there was a spaceship, The Black Hole 2067. It looked identical to the Marlowe. It was identical to the Marlowe. Except evil. It has destroyers instead of explorers. And why are they called destroyers? It's because of their mission. Instead of peacefully searching for habitable planets, they search, find, and eliminate everyone else on it. And they don't just want a planet. They want the universe. And they are led by somebody named Zircon the Unnamed. So maybe Zircon has the name Zircon, but is also unnamed because no one knows what Zircon's name is?
Probably.
And another character named Lissa M. Rexon. All this stuff is really, really cool. She has a whole background for who Zircon is. Zircon is 43. She's the leader of the Black Hole. Says she is sarcastic, cold, and witty. She has like a whole history of this. This is really, really cool. You and I read it and we really loved it, right, Griff?
Yep.
And what I love about this, and what I love about what everybody has done so far, is that what we talk about when we're making stories is every story needs strong characters, right?
Right.
And what makes a strong character? What makes a character come to life?
Like, how good it is. Like, people really, really like it, and it is an awesome idea.
Yeah, right. So they have to have details.
Right.
The character has to have details of where they're from, what they look like, that sort of thing. And then they also have to want something, right?
Right.
So every good story, we talked about this on past episodes, every good story needs a conflict, and that conflict comes from characters wanting something. And so what everybody has done is made really cool characters like Zircon, the unnamed, who wants to destroy planets. Luella with Sophie. Sophie loves mermaids, and so that kind of gives her some like detail. And I'm sure the robot corgi and the space alien kitten, they have feelings. They have things they want.
Probably. And I bet the corgi wants to chase around the space alien kitten, the space alien kitten wants to avoid the corgi.
Right. And of course, Felix's characters as well. He gave us really good backgrounds on them. So everybody here is such great storytellers that when they made their characters, they already kind of built in really interesting details to them. So I really appreciate all the work that everybody put into them. And I can say that we're going to do our best. And I don't want to say too much because I don't want any spoilers getting out there. We're going to be able to incorporate a lot of this into our stories. Maybe this season, maybe next season. We'll see how it goes. Okay?
Okay.
What is that look you're giving me?
One more
character? Oh, yeah, that's right. And of course, I forgot all about your contribution to Character Club. Can you tell people what it is?
It's Robot SWAT Force.
The Robot SWAT Force. And what does the Robot SWAT Force do?
They hunt down the black hole guys, and they're really good at eliminating their enemies.
Are they robots, or are they a SWAT force that goes after robots?
They are robots that go after other robots that they want to eliminate.
Misbehaving robots.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Very cool. Who made the robot SWAT force?
Me.
But in the story, who made them?
Well, the truth is, no one actually knows where they came from. It's like almost like they built themselves.
Oh, interesting. I like that. Very cool. Okay. Well, we have a lot to work with. I always say that writer's block is not an option with this show because kids give the best ideas. And you guys have given me a lot of really great ideas that we're going to be able to incorporate into the show.
Yep.
Okay, so should we go see if Bebop is chewing on a piece of cardboard right now or what?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you to everybody who sent in their characters.
Thank you for sending in your characters. I really appreciate you guys doing that. And we'll make sure they pop it up anytime.
All right, that's so great, buddy. Thank you so much. All right, we will see everybody Friday for our regular episode. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, bye, bye.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.